This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Oh boy, I hope you've picked up those tickets by now. If not, they're still available for the all-day egg outlook a week from today at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $30. You can do that online at willag.org or at 800-898-1065. Let's talk now about the weather forecast. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about what's happening in South America for the moment.
Well, last week when we talked, we were talking about Argentina being a little bit drier. And while there still are some dry areas, and there will be, especially in the central and southern areas, some of the more key growing areas of the north and northeast look to have some decent chance of precipitation, a little more wet there. In the next 5 or 6 days, Brazil looking a little bit more wet as well. Rainfall there is going to be a little bit more consistent, but while Argentina gets a little more wet next week, southern and central Brazil gets a little drier.
And then if you come back here to the United States, what do you see for us?
Well, in the Midwest, we are going to leave February and head into March with some changing weather. First of all, we've had some real mild weather, as we know. This is going to be one of the warmest Februarys in a long time across the lower 48, and we're going to start at least here the next 48 hours pretty warm, but we also see a system coming up, and it does look wet. Much of the Corn Belt will be looking at some shower activity, the Eastern Corn Belt, some thunderstorms. By Wednesday, though, do expect a pretty significant cool down. I think by the time the colder air comes in, the threat of snow will be gone, but certainly some colder temperatures are coming for the second half of the week and the weekend.
And anything else around the planet that we ought to discuss, or did we get to the main points for the day?
Well, I think we got to the main points. I think as we get into March and April, I do think it's going to be a busy next 60 days with lots of wild ups and downs like you normally do in an early spring or season.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.